Decision quality versus outcome quality. Accepting a new job can lead to two starkly different outcomes, success or failure. In one scenario, you find fulfilling work with friendly colleagues and earn a promotion after a year. On the other, the job turns out to be unsatisfying, colleagues are unfriendly, and you end up losing your job within a year. Initially, it seems obvious that the first job change was the right decision because it resulted in enjoyable work, better pay, and job security. However, this assessment focuses solely on the outcome and doesn't consider the quality of the decision itself. It's common to judge a decision by its outcome, forgetting the process involved. This approach, known as resulting or outcome bias in psychology, seems logical but can lead to flawed assessments. It overemphasizes a decision's influence on the outcome and downplays the role of luck. Decision outcomes and accountability. Every decision has potential outcomes, varying from positive to negative. Our view of how these outcomes come about often changes afterward. We might blame bad luck for a negative outcome or take credit for a positive one, even if luck played a part. This can lead to repeating mistakes because we focus only on results, not the decision-making process. For instance, safely running a red light doesn't mean it was the right decision. How we judge outcomes affects how we see the world. It can make us less compassionate toward others and ourselves. For example, we might assume someone had a bad experience because they made a poor choice. Or blame ourselves when things don't go as planned, even if some factors are beyond our control. Stopping our reliance on judging outcomes is key to making better decisions, regardless of whether the results are good or bad. Hindsight bias makes us see a decision's outcome as inevitable. Ever found yourself thinking, "I knew that would happen"? Or feeling surprised when someone seems to always be right after the fact? It's common to see situations clearer in hindsight. Understanding our past decisions isn't as clear-cut as it seems. Once we know the outcome, we often believe we could have predicted it all along. This misconception can blur how we actually made those decisions. Hindsight bias can trick us into thinking the outcome is inevitable, altering our understanding of the decision-making process. When we label an outcome as obvious or predictable, we often fall into hindsight bias, also known as creeping determinism. This bias alters how we look back on decisions, both ours and others. Instead of accurately recalling what we knew when making a choice, we tend to reverse engineer from the result. Hindsight bias in decisions. Decisions are made with incomplete information, making it impossible to foresee every detail. Hindsight bias sneaks in by adding new knowledge gained after the fact into our memory. We then create a narrative where the outcome seems inevitable, dismissing all other possibilities. To fight hindsight bias, use a tool called a knowledge tracker. Here's how: before you make a decision, write down all the reasons and beliefs that are influencing you. Include all the important details and circumstances. After you see how things turn out, write down all the new information you learned. Compare what you knew before with what you know now. This helps you see what you missed and understand how your decision affected the outcome. By doing this for many decisions, you'll start to recognize common signs of hindsight bias and learn to avoid it in the future. Enough data to learn from your decisions effectively. Often, we wish things had gone differently due to our decisions, like regretting an early morning interview or missing out on blueberry scones by arriving too late. But once a decision is made, we can't change its outcome. Reflecting on our past choices helps us improve our decision-making skills by seeing how different decisions lead to different results. Instead of viewing one outcome as the only possibility, life offers many decisions with various results. By adopting this perspective, we can evaluate decisions based on potential consequences, not just what could have happened. This approach helps us understand decision-making better and make more informed choices in the future. Learn from decisions. To learn from our decisions, we must gather enough data about them. It's like conducting a study on pizza. Imagine trusting a claim that Joe's pizza is the best without comparing it to others. Just taking one instance as proof limits our understanding. Similarly, evaluating decisions as isolated events with fixed outcomes gives us insufficient data to learn from. Comparing decisions and their potential outcomes helps us gather meaningful feedback and make better choices in the future. To gather enough data for statistical analysis, ideally, we would repeat our decisions multiple times. But in reality, this is often impractical due to time constraints. Instead, we can expand our data by imagining different what-if scenarios. This process, known in psychology as counterfactual thinking, allows us to visualize potential outcomes and compare them with actual results to learn from our experiences. For instance, when preparing for job interviews, we can reflect on past interviews and imagine how different scenarios might unfold. By exploring various scenarios and preparing responses, we can gather valuable insights to enhance our performance in future interviews and increase our chances of securing a job. The 6-step method for less bias and better decisions. Imagine coming home to your Miami apartment by the water and finding an incredible job offer in your email. It's your dream job at a company you never imagined you'd work for. But here's the twist. It's in Boston, Massachusetts. Everything seems perfect except for one big issue. You can't stand cold weather, and you've spent most of your adult life avoiding it in New England. The decision feels overwhelming, but breaking it down into 6 clear steps can help. This method helps us avoid biases and make smarter choices based on what matters most to us. First, decide whether to take the job. Consider possible outcomes like discovering you're okay with winter, realizing you love Boston but not the job, or finding winter unbearable. These outcomes are realistic. Second, assess the positives and negatives of each outcome based on your values and goals. You might dislike the cold but find the job fulfilling, or enjoy stylish winter clothes but dislike having to wear them. Third, estimate how likely each outcome is. Consider recent Boston winters. Has there been a lot of snow? Are employees generally satisfied at the company? Fourth, compare the likelihood of outcomes you prefer with those you don't. Fifth, repeat these steps for other considerations. Sixth, compare preferences, pros and cons, and probabilities of each option before making your final decision. While you can't control luck, you have power over what you know. Using accurate information for an educated guess strengthens your decision-making process. Seek clarity in expressing certainty and welcome collaboration for reinforcement. Imagine your car breaks down during a cross-country road trip. After having it towed to a local mechanic and asking when it will be fixed, she says, "It's likely to be ready by the middle of next week." This might sound promising, but how certain is it? One person might hear this and think the car will definitely be fixed by Wednesday morning. Another might feel it sounds overly optimistic and worry it could take a few weeks. When the stakes are low, vague words like certainly or might can suffice. However, for clarity, it's better to convert these probabilities into numbers, percentages, or ranges to ensure everyone understands the situation accurately. Clarity and probability. Using precise terms for probability clarifies how certain you are and encourages others to improve that certainty. In high-risk professions like tax law, professionals use specific numerical equivalents for phrases. For instance, will be indicates 90-95% certainty, more likely than not means greater than 50% certainty, and reasonable basis suggests 20-30% certainty. These standards ensure clear communication during consultations and prevent misunderstandings caused by differing interpretations. Decisions often suffer from too much confidence and not enough information. How you present information affects whether a decision succeeds. If you want to seem confident without being certain or learning new things, use vague terms that can be misunderstood. But if your goal is to get helpful feedback and identify information gaps, it's better to express uncertainty with a numerical range. People are more likely to offer useful insights when they sense uncertainty, but less likely to contribute if you appear completely sure. Establish certainty bounds using the shock test. Creating a numerical range of certainty involves setting upper and lower limits using a shock test. After setting these limits, ask yourself if you'd be surprised if the outcome fell outside this range. The range should be narrow enough to be useful, yet wide enough that anything beyond it would genuinely be surprising. Blend outside and inside views for accurate perspective. Imagine a friend who's always late, blaming traffic and slow drivers for their bad luck. From your viewpoint, there's more they could control, even though they may not see it that way. This doesn't mean you know everything and they know nothing. It just means an outside perspective can reveal patterns they miss. To avoid being like that friend, improve your ability to recognize patterns. One effective way is to understand both perspectives, seeing things from the outside and experiencing them from the inside. Achieving an accurate perspective involves blending these views. Inside versus outside view. Our inside view is how we see the world through our own eyes, shaped by our beliefs and intuition. The outside view, on the other hand, is how others perceive the world and our situation. It's easier to criticize others than to admit our faults because our beliefs are closely tied to who we are. We often don't question our perspectives, which can lead us to misunderstand reality, somewhere between our view and others. To bridge the gap between our inside and outside views, perspective tracking is a practical tool. Similar to tracking knowledge, it helps align our perspective. Considering a shift from sales to marketing involves objective facts and how others perceive the situation. Advice for a colleague facing this dilemma would focus on common challenges and opportunities in transitioning between these fields. From a personal standpoint, evaluating the move from sales to marketing includes personal insights and reflections. Identifying overlaps and differences between these views can alter perceptions of the decision-making process. Recognize repetitive choices speed up important decisions. Each week, people typically spend around 150 minutes figuring out what to eat, 90 to 115 minutes deciding what to wear, and another 50 minutes choosing what to watch on Netflix. Annually, this adds up to 250 to 275 hours spent on these repetitive decisions, largely due to overthinking when presented with numerous options. Streamlining these routine choices frees up valuable time that can be better used for more important, less frequent decisions. First things first, evaluate how a decision might affect your long-term happiness. You can repeatedly make similar decisions, like trying different routes to work or ordering new menu items, to explore various outcomes. These choices, often low risk, are akin to free rolls. They offer potential benefits with minimal drawbacks, aside from possible short-term regret or time spent. Learn from repeated decisions. By making multiple decisions, you can learn what works and what doesn't. One approach is to try many easily reversible activities, like going on several dates before committing to a serious relationship. This helps you understand your preferences better. Another method is taking classes, such as piano lessons, which you can stop at any time. Repeating decisions teaches valuable lessons. Making quick decisions can also guide more significant choices later on. Since most decisions are made with limited information, it's about making an informed guess, learning from the outcome, and using that knowledge to make better decisions in the future. Identify obstacles early to prevent their impact on results. Imagine yourself in the future, successful and fulfilled, having achieved your most challenging goals. For a long time, positive thinking advocates believe that envisioning success makes it easier to attain. However, recent studies suggest the opposite may be true. Rather than focusing solely on positivity, researchers find that acknowledging potential obstacles can actually lead to better outcomes. By diligently identifying and addressing these challenges early on, you can increase your chances of achieving your goals effectively. Thinking about potential reasons for failure is termed mental contrasting. Gabrielle Ottingen, a psychology professor at New York University, has studied how anticipating outcomes affects results for almost 3 decades. Her focus has been on how positive and negative thinking influence achieving goals. Benefits of envisioning failure and goal achievement. In a study on weight loss, participants who envisioned failing to lose more than 50 pounds actually lost an average of 26 pounds more than those who only imagine achieving their goal effortlessly. Ottingen's research extends to areas such as academic performance and recovery times after surgery. Despite the discomfort of considering failure, her findings suggest it enhances the likelihood of successfully reaching a goal. To enhance mental contrasting, we can mentally transport ourselves to the past or future related to our decision-making. Imagine fast-forwarding 2 months into the future, reviewing how your piano lessons experiment unfolds. This exercise, known as prospective hindsight, helps you analyze why things succeeded or failed. Insights gained from this practice can guide you through upcoming challenges. Another effective tool is the premortem, coined by psychologist Gary Klein. Unlike postmortems that follow projects, premortems involve anticipating reasons why a goal might fail before starting. This proactive approach helps businesses and individuals avoid potential pitfalls from the outset, enhancing the chances of success. To get honest feedback, avoid sharing your own opinion first. When asked if you enjoy Charlie Chaplin films, your friend quickly states, "I find them so boring. Anyone who likes them must be boring, too." If you're not a die-hard Chaplin fan, you might agree casually. But if you're a big fan, with Chaplin posters and memorabilia decorating your room, you might feel conflicted. Most people would probably try to downplay their love for Chaplin to avoid clashing with their friend's harsh opinion. To receive honest feedback, refrain from stating your opinion first. When you ask for advice after revealing your stance, there's a higher chance of hearing a mirrored response to avoid disagreement or embarrassment. To grasp someone else's viewpoint accurately, keep your opinions to yourself initially. This prevents unintentional influence. Psychologists term this the framing effect, where the sequence of information shapes our interpretation. Diverse views in group settings. To gather various opinions in a group discussion, consider these strategies. Use anonymity for open sharing. For instance, if you're leading an investment committee deciding on whether to invest in a company, ask each member privately for their input before discussing it together. This ensures everyone's perspective is heard, including those who may not speak up in group settings. Another approach is to have everyone write down their thoughts and then share them aloud, starting with the least experienced team member. It's important not to overlook small factors that can block honest feedback. By actively addressing issues like the way information is presented, we can make sure useful criticism isn't missed. Key points. 1. Assess decisions beyond outcomes to understand the quality of decision-making. 2. Hindsight bias distorts how we perceive the inevitability of outcomes. 3. Use counterfactual thinking to learn from alternative scenarios. 4. Reflect on repeated decisions to improve future choices. 5. Anticipate obstacles early to enhance goal achievement. 6. Premortems help identify potential failures before starting. 7. Seek diverse opinions without revealing your stance first for honest feedback.